Welcome to Brachos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 8, Mishnah 7. This Mishnah speaks about the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, the blessing that's recited after one eats. And the Mishnah is talking about a situation where a person forgot to bless. The law is that a person has to say Birkas HaMazon where they ate, at the table that they ate. Says the Mishnah, however, Misha Achal V'Shachach, a person that ate and forgot to bench, he forgot to say the grace after the meals. So what does he do? Beis Shammai, there's a disagreement. Beis Shammai says, Yachzar l'makomo. He has to go back to his original place, to where he ate. V'yavarech. Even if he left already, he has to go back and he has to say the blessing of Birkas HaMazon, the grace after the meals. Beis Hillel, yavarech b'makom shenizkar. But Beis Hillel hold that he should bless where he remembers. He doesn't have to go all the way back to where he ate. He can say Birkas HaMazon where he remembers it. The Talmud teaches us that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, first of all, only argue where a person accidentally forgot. He got busy, he got a phone call, he got up and he left. But if he intentionally left without saying Birkas HaMazon, he remembered and didn't care, later on when he has some Jewish guilt, everyone agrees he has to go back to his original spot. The Gemara also says that this dialogue between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel continues. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, let me ask you a question. If a fellow ate on top of a very tall tower, he climbed all the way to the top. It took him time and it took him effort. And then he forgot and came back down. You can tell me he has to go all the way back to the top of the tower and say Birkas HaMazon there? So Beis Shammai said back to Beis Hillel, let me ask you a question. If let's say a guy forgot his wallet with serious money all the way at the top, don't you think that he would climb all the way to the top? Certainly he would. Well, if he could do it for his own money and his own benefit, in honor of his own personal wealth, well, certainly should he not be able to do it in honor of Hashem. So therefore, Beis Shammai, which is always more stringent, says he has to go back to where he was before. And Beis Hillel says he does not. The Mishnah continues, Ad Emesai Hu Mevar, how long does a person have after finishing to eat to still say Birkas HaMazon? The Mishnah says, Ad Kidei Sheyis'akel HaMazon Shebemeyav. Simply put, that means until the food that is in his stomach has become digested. The Gemara, the Talmud teaches us that that means to say more practically, as long as a person is still satiated by the meal, they are not hungry, that means the food is not fully digested. But as soon as a person becomes hungry, even though perhaps the food is not fully digested, the halacha is that he needs to, it is already, the time period is already over, and he can no longer say Birkas HaMazon. If I'm not mistaken, I think the shear of the amount for digestion practically is 72 minutes. So a person could say Birkas HaMazon up to 72 minutes. It goes without saying that this is only an extenuating circumstance. A person really should have a bencher. They should have a little booklet, or they could even have it on their phone if they don't have that. When they finish eating, they need to say Birkas HaMazon. Rav Shach, the great tzaddik, the great Torah scholar from Israel, said that if a person says Birkas HaMazon always carefully and meticulously from a text, doesn't even say it by heart, even if they know it, that is a segula, that is a good charm or an omen for a person to have good parnasa, to have good livelihood. So it's definitely a worthwhile investment of time. We do all kinds of investment strategies to make sure that we become wealthy. Maybe it's a good idea for us to open a sitter, our bencher, or even our phones when we need to say Birkas HaMazon, to say each word inside carefully and meticulously with intent, and hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us many opportunities to thank Him for the plenty and the bountiful goodness that He showers upon us. Wishing you an amazing and wonderful, a successful day.